The third technique, or whenever in breath and out breath fuse, at this instant touch the energyless, energy filled center. Or whenever in breath and out breath fuse, at this instant touch the energyless, energy filled center. We are divided into the center and the periphery. Our body is the periphery. We know the body, we know the periphery, we know the circumference, but we don't know the center, where it is. When out breath fuses with in breath, when they become one, when you cannot say whether it is out breath or in breath, when it is difficult to demark and define whether the breath is going out or coming in, when the breath has penetrated in and starts moving out, there is a moment of fusion. It is neither going out nor moving in. Breath is static. When it is moving out, it is dynamic. When it is coming in, it is dynamic. When it is neither, it is silent, non-moving. You are near to the center. The fusion point of in and outgoing breath is your center. Look it in this way. When the breath goes in, where it goes? It goes to your center. It touches your center. When it goes out, from where it goes out, it moves from your center. Your center has to be touched. That's why Taoist mystics, Zen mystics, they say that head is not your center, navel is your center. Breath goes to the navel, then moves out. It goes to the center. As I said, it is a bridge between you and your body. You know the body, but you don't know where is your center. But the breath is constantly going to the center and moving out. But we are not taking enough breath. So ordinarily it is not going to the center really. Now at least, it is not going to the center. That's why everyone feels decentralized. Everyone feels off center. In the whole modern world, those who can think at all, they feel they are missing their center. Look at a child sleeping. Observe his breath. The breath goes in, the belly comes up. The chest remains unaffected. That's why children have no chest. Only bellies, very dynamic bellies. The breath goes in and the belly comes up, and the breath goes out and the belly goes down. The belly moves. Children are in their centers, at their centers. That's why they are so happy, so bliss-filled, so energy-filled, never tired, overflowing, and always in the present moment. No past, no future. A child can be angry. When he is angry, he is totally angry. He becomes the anger. Then his anger is also a beautiful thing. When one is totally angry, anger has a beauty of its own, because totality has always beauty. You cannot be angry and beautiful, you will become ugly, because partiality is always ugly. And not only with anger, when you love, you are ugly, because you are again partial, fragmentary. You are not total. Look at your face when you are loving to someone, making love. Make love before a mirror and look at your face. It will be ugly, animal-like. In love also your face becomes ugly? Why? Love is also a conflict. You are withholding something in. You are giving very miserly. Even in your love, you are not total, given completely, wholly. A child, even in anger and violence, is total. His face becomes radiant and beautiful. He is here and now. His anger is not something concerned with the past or something concerned with the future. He is not calculating. He is just angry. The child is at his center. When you are at your center, you are always total. Whatsoever you do will be a total act. Good or bad, but it will be total. When you are fragmentary, when you are off center, your every act is bound to be a fragment of you, not your totality is responding. Just a part. And the part going against the total, that creates ugliness. Why? As we grow, why our breathing becomes shallow? It never goes to the belly, it never touches the navel. More and more, it will come down less and less. It will become shallow. It will touch the chest and will go out. It never goes to the center. We are afraid of the center. Because if you go to the center, you will become total. If you want to be fragmentary, this is the mechanism to be fragmentary. You love. If you breathe from the center, you will flow in it totally. You are afraid. You are afraid to be so vulnerable, so open to someone, to anyone. You may call him your lover, you may call her your beloved, but you are afraid. The other is there. If you are totally vulnerable, open, you don't know what is going to happen. Then you are completely in others' hands. You are afraid not to be so completely given to someone. You cannot breathe. You cannot take a deep breath. You cannot relax your breathing so that it goes to the center. Because the moment breathing goes to the center, your act becomes total. Afraid of being total, you breathe shallow. You just breathing at the minimum, not at the maximum. That's why life seems so lifeless. Breathing at the minimum, life will become lifeless. You are living at the minimum, not at the maximum. You can live at the maximum, then life is an overflowing. But then there will be difficulties. You cannot be a husband, you cannot be a wife if life is overflowing. everything will become difficult. If life is overflowing, love will be overflowing. Then you cannot stick to one. Then you will be flowing all over. All dimensions will be filled by you. And then mind feels danger. So it is better not to be alive. More dead, more secure. More dead, everything is in control. You can control. You remain the master. You feel that I am the master because I can control. I can control my anger. I can control my love. I can control everything. But this controlling is possible only at the minimum level of your energy. Everyone should have felt sometime or other, there are moments when you suddenly change from the minimum level to the maximum. You go out to a hill station. Suddenly you are out of the city and the prison of it. You feel free. The sky is vast and the forest is green. And the height touches the clouds. Suddenly you take a deep breath. You may not have observed. Now if you go to a hill station, observe. It is not really the hill station which changes. It is your breathing. You take a deep breath. You say, ah, ah. You touch the center. You become total for a moment. And everything is bliss. That bliss is not coming from the hill station. That bliss is coming from your center. You have touched suddenly. Now you were afraid in the city. Everywhere the other was present. And you were controlling. You cannot scream. You cannot laugh. What a misfortune. You cannot sing on the street and dance. You were afraid. The policeman was somewhere around the corner. Or the priest, or the judge, or the politician, or the moralist. Someone was just around the corner. You cannot just dance in the street. Bertrand Russell has said somewhere that I love civilization, but we have achieved civilization at a very great cost. We cannot dance in the streets. You go to a hill station, suddenly you can dance. You are alone with the sky. And the sky is not an imprisonment. It is just opening, opening and opening. Vast, infinite. Suddenly you take a breath, deep. It touches the center and the bliss. But it is not going to be so for a long time. Within an hour or two, hill station will disappear. You may be there, but the hill station will disappear. Your worries will come back. You will begin to think to make a call to the city, to write a letter to your wife. Or, after 3 days, you are going back, so make arrangements. You have just reached and making arrangements to leave. You are back. That breath was not from you really. It suddenly happened because of the change of situation. Gear changed. You were in a new situation. You couldn't breathe in the old way. So for a moment, a new breath came in. It touched the center. And you felt the bliss. Shiva says, you are every moment touching the center. Or if you are not touching, you can touch. Take deep, slow breath. Touch the center. Don't breathe from the chest. That's a trick. Civilization, education, morality, they have created shallow breathing. It would be good to go deep into it, because otherwise you cannot take deep breaths. Unless humanity becomes non-sex suppressive, men cannot breathe really. Because if the breath goes deep down to the belly, it gives energy to the sex center. It touches sex center. It massages sex center from within. Sex center becomes more active, more alive. Civilization is afraid of sex. We don't allow our children to touch their sex centers, their sex organs. We say, stop, don't touch. Look at a child when he first touches his sex center, and then you say, stop, and then observe his breathing. When you say, stop, don't touch your sex center, breath will become shallow immediately. Because it is not only hand which is touching the sex center, deep down the breath is touching the sex center. And if the breath goes on touching it, it is difficult to stop the hand. If the hand stops, then basically it is needed, required, that the breath should not touch, should not go so deep. It must remain shallow. We are afraid of sex. Lower part of the body is not only lower physically, it has become lower as a value. It is condemned as lower. So don't go deep. Just remains shallow. It is unfortunate that we can only breathe downward. If some preachers are allowed, they will change the whole mechanism. You can only breathe upward in the head. Then they will be absolutely, you will not feel sex then. If we are to create a humanity sexless, then we will have to change the breathing system. The breath must go into the head, to the sahasrara, come back to the mouth. This should be the passage from mouth to sahasrara. It must not go deep down, because down is danger. The deeper you go, the nearer you reach to the deeper layers of biology. You reach to the center, and that center is just near the sex center. Just near. It has to be, because sex is life. Look at it in this way. Breath is life from above downwards. Sex is life just from the other corner, from down upwards. Sex energy is flowing, and breath energy is flowing. The breath passage is in the upper body, and the sex passage is in the down lower body. When they meet, they create life. When they meet, they create biology, bioenergy. So if you are afraid of sex, create a distance between the two. Don't allow them meeting. So really, a civilized man is castrated man. That's why we don't know. This sutra will be difficult to understand. Because Shiva says, whenever in-breath and out-breath fuse, at this instant touch the energy-less, energy-filled center. He's uses a very contradictory term, energy-less, energy-filled. It is energyless because your bodies, your minds cannot give any energy to it. Your body energy is not there. Your mind energy is not there. So it is energyless as far as you know your identity. But it is energy filled because it has the cosmic source of energy, not your body energy. Your body energy is just fuel energy. It is nothing but petrol. You eat something, you drink something, it creates energy. It is just giving fuel to the body. Stop eating and drinking. Your body will fall dead. Not just now. It will take 3 months at least, because you have reservoirs of petrol. You have accumulated much energy. It can run at least for 3 months without going to any petrol station. It can run. It has a reservoir. Emergency, any emergency, you may need it. This is fuel energy. The center is not getting any fuel energy. That's why Shiva says it is energyless. It is not dependent on your eating, drinking. It is connected with the cosmic source. It is cosmic energy. That's why he says energyless, energy filled, center. The moment you can feel the center from where breath goes out or comes in, the very point where breath fuses, breaths fuse, that center, if you become aware, the enlightenment.